Bez Hashem, continue with Shin 107 Pel Yoitz, discussing Hachnasas Archim and the Yitzhara, of course, tries to persuade us anytime we have a chance and opportunity to do a mitzvah. He wants to persuade us not to do a mitzvah. And here, the psychology of the Yitzhara is where he wants to attack us. Is like this. Somebody needs a place to eat. Or you can invite someone. But the Yetzer Hara says, oh, you know what? You can only invite a person if you can really give him a suda kishloime b'shaitai. If you give him a 9-course meal. The house has to be mamish, spick and span. It has to be shining from inside and outside. And you know, I'm just too busy right now. I can't do it all. That's the Yetzer Hara. Now, obviously, if you don't have any food to give the person, that's not called inviting someone over as a guest. It's as a host. That doesn't do the job. But we have to understand the Yetzer Hara has to play a role. If you already are starting to think, let me do the mitzvah of Achnasas Archim, so now the Yetzer Hara has to stick his ugly face in and he wants to say, you know what? You know, you worked a whole week. You're very tired. This is not a good week for you. Now, the person has no place to go. Or the Yetzer Hara wants to say, well, normally you serve gefilte fish and salmon and salad and all the different types of dishes and dips and all this and that, the garlic dip and tomato dip. It's Erev Shabbos, so get a little excited about the food, right? And then after that, you have, before the main course, then you have liver and this, really going all out. Says the Pel Yoitz, Avazu Atzas Yetzahara. Lemnoye Toivim Bailov Mitzvah Rabakazu. You hear what he says, by the way? Look at the beauty. We have to pick up on the beautiful words and approach of the Pel Yoitz. He says, this is the advice of the Yetzahara. Why? He's not saying because you're going to lose out on inviting the person, he won't have a place to go eat. That's not what he said. Listen to the words. Avazu Atzas Yetzahara. Lemnoya toiv mi bailov mitzah rava kazu. Who's losing out? You, the host. You're losing out on what? On this tremendous opportunity of a mitzvah. And that's the proper hashkafa. That's the proper mindset. Yes, the person's not going to have a place to eat and have to go find someone else to host him, this and that, or maybe sit in the room by himself, maybe. And that's not good. What we're talking about here, a mitzvah rabba. Imagine someone says to you, listen, I know it's going to sound too good to be true. And there's a rule, if it sounds too good to be true, it's 99.9%, it's not true. You have $50? So you tell me, yeah, I have $50. He says, lend me $50, invest $50, and in a month from now, I'm going to give you $5,000 back. You're gonna believe that? No, not gonna believe that. And you don't give him the $50. A month goes by, and he says to you, I wish you would have given me the $50. So you think to yourself, yeah, of course, because you want the $50. And he shows you documents of 10 people that invested $50 and now got $5,000 back. Who feels bad about this? Not the one who asked you. Yeah, he feels a little bad. But you feel bad. Now that's just a kleina mashal. It's a small example. We could use it with $10,000 investment and you make $100,000 after a month. Who wouldn't want to do that? We're talking here to appreciate a mitzvah. Appreciate what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah rabba kazoo. The person losing out because the Yetzer Hara is telling him, you can't put out the whole spread, your house isn't the cleanest in the world, so you're not going to invite the guest. Who's losing out? The person who could have invited the guest is losing out. If you can't do the regular amount, so do a little less. The And the guest is going to be totally fine that you don't spend everything you can. And sometimes the mindset of a guest might be, oh my goodness, look how much he burdened himself on my account. Oh, that's not necessary. And he feels uncomfortable until he gets to know you better. And then he realizes, wow, you really want to do this. I want to tell you a story. I'm just going to finish the words here. When the guest sees you're not overextending yourself, he feels comfortable. And of course, you speak pleasantly to the person, and you're mekal b'simcha, and he's happy to be in your house. You want to give the guest a positive feeling. This is the story. Story goes back, I don't know, 27 years ago, 26 years ago. I was a bacher in yeshiva, and a friend of mine invited me over for Shabbos. And wonderful, wonderful, wonderful family, wonderful people. To this day, I have a shaychus with him. And I went with another friend. And we're schmoozing, we're talking. We're in the dining room. And all of a sudden, the wife comes out and says, Good Shabbos to us. And then she goes back in the kitchen. And the two of us looked at each other like, what in the world are we doing here? And I'll tell you why. She had very difficult pregnancies. And you can see physically, she looked like she went 9 rounds with a heavyweight boxer. And I know the two of us are just looking at you like, wow, what a chutzpah we have. What a chutzpah. How in the world could we have burdened her for anything on our account? That's what we were thinking. And then she must have picked up on this because we were there numerous times. She said to us, I want you to know, I didn't do anything for Shabbos. My husband did everything. He wanted to have guests, so he did everything for Shabbos. You see what happened here? This is the type of people they were. Not only did they want to have guests, but she picked up on it all. And she made us feel better. So the husband, he wanted to make kind the mitzvah of achnasas orchim, invite two bachim from yeshiva, who needed a place to eat. So he did everything. He either cooked everything, he bought everything, he cleaned everything, he set the table, clear the table. This is true hachnasas orchim.